Well, lockdown has weakened the muscle of the fitness industry, and some projections put it at around 80% of gyms likely to shut down permanently as a result. Debbie Law from RMB joins us on the line now with more insight. Thanks so much, Debbie, for your time this evening. So to what extent are we looking at an industry on the verge of collapse?
Hey, Alicia, thank you very much for the opportunity and thanks for having me on your show, and good evening to you and your listeners. I'm not quite sure if we're at an industry on the verge of collapse. I think lockdown is, there's very little that lockdown hasn't impacted, as we all know, and the fitness industry is not least of them. But we have been seeing some positive trends over the past few months. And I'm not talking about gyms in particular, but just in general, the fitness industry. During lockdown, we all went to great lengths to make sure that we kept fit and kept moving. And then as soon as we could move around in May, everybody raced to the active wear stores, bought more, equipment, we bought clothes, and we got out there, and we kept busy. We also saw, there was a huge spike in the activewear industry between May and June, and it seems to have bottomed out a little bit. And I guess the question is whether, some of the healthy habits that we've incurred over the past 3 or 4 months, whether they're going to be sustainable or not. I don't think, I'm not quite sure whether we're talking total shutdown. Obviously, I think the gyms in particular have bought themselves a lot of goodwill by suspending the collections of fees over this lockdown period. But I think we could get to a space where we realize why we went back, why we started going to gyms in the first place.
Well, you've compiled a report on the fitness industry at RMB. Why do trends like these, Debbie, matter for a player like RMB? What kind of exposure does the bank have to this space or this industry?
Well, the exposure to the industry is in a range of places. Obviously, between ourselves and SNB, we fund you and me from a credit perspective. We fund the gyms, and we help them set up, and we help them with funding for the equipment and operational expenses. We also fund health and wellness stores. The industry for itself is quite a large one for us, and it's an important part of the sector.
Okay, so quite a bit of exposure there. How is the bank having to shift accordingly to manage the potential risk that this exposure does bring with it?
So, like with any of the other sectors, we work side by side with our clients. We make use of data to see what does the data look down pre-lockdown, what is data looking now, what is the information telling us, and then we see how we can work together. We help our clients to identify possible opportunities or gaps, or seeing how we can restructure the business if necessary to help keep them on track.
Yeah. Of course, while gyms have experienced the wrath of COVID-19, the broad assumption is that there's been some kind of metamorphosis that's transpired with consumers who are fitness junkies, and you alluded to this at the top, directing spend elsewhere. Do you see there being any sustenance to that trend that's developed, more so as a result of necessity? Because what that would bring is, as you say, new opportunities, growth opportunities for RMB to potentially leverage off down the line.
Absolutely, Anya. I think the need to keep fit and to stay healthy is definitely, is part of us. I think we all understand the health benefits of it. We understand the psychological benefits. So I think it's definitely an important part of our everyday lives. I think it's just, it's important to remember why we, even though there's been, I can show you, the spend on wellness apps has increased substantially, more than 50% compared to February this year, if you look at the July numbers. So spending on wellness apps, spending money on buying gym equipment, so I think a lot of people have moved towards personal home gyms, making sure they've got the treadmill and that kind of thing. But I do think we will go back to a stage where we remember why we joined gyms in the first place. It's a lot. The gym is a destination. It's an activity that you go and do. It's a place that you need to be. Sometimes, there's more discipline in getting in your car and going to the gym is more intentional than you rolling off your couch and rolling outside to run around the garden.
Well, we wait and see how it all unfolds. Thanks so much, Debbie, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Debbie Law from RMB.